And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It's just coming up to 11:30. It's back to normal this week with the 60-second challenge. After that special edition last week, did I mention I won? And we'll do it all again with Gavin towards the end of the year. So this morning, we say hello to Linda Cartwright, who's not been on the quiz for a bit. Morning, Linda.
Good morning, you're right.
I'm all right, thanks. But what have you been up to since we last spoke to you?
Oh, well, last weekend we went to Manchester to watch Strictly Come Dancing live last Sunday.
Ah, right. And was it as good as watching it on the telly? Well, probably better, I suspect.
It's better because the dancers are better. They've had, obviously, more time to practice and perfect the dances.
Of course, yeah. And do they do it live or is it recorded when they go out and about?
It's actually live.
Ah, right. So if they make any mistakes, they go out on the telly as well. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So you're obviously a big fan of the programme then?
Oh, I am, yeah.
And are you somebody that enjoys dancing or do you just enjoy watching other people do it?
I've got two left feet, so I just enjoy watching other people do it.
Yeah, I can identify with that because I am just the same. But I have a wife who's very good at dancing and she desperately wanted me to go along with her to dance. And I didn't go because it's like you, two left feet, and it would have been acutely embarrassing for everybody.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, back to the matter in hand, the 60-second challenge. You've done this before, so you know how it works.
Yeah.
You've got 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Good luck, and here they come. Which Beatles album was the first ever album to go straight to number one?
Abbey Road.
Which, what product was Georgie Fame's Getaway song used to advertise?
Car.
Which Donovan hit was sung partly in French?
Pat.
Complete this 60s group name. Dave D, Dozy Beaky.
Nick and Titch.
Which, who did Annie Lennox duet with on Put a Little Love in Your Heart?
Aretha Franklin.
Which member of ELO produced the album Out of the Blue?
No, pass.
Which group's first Australian number one was called Spix and Specs?
Pass.
Which American group had a hit with Hang On Sloopy?
Oh, the Beach Boys.
What was the title of Vanessa Paradis' only hit in 88? And you can answer that one.
Oh, I can't think what it was called.
No. I'm going to have to pass on that. Hey, I have to say, you had some really tricky questions there.
They were thinkers.
They were indeed, and they're all done at random, so I didn't deliberately pick the difficult ones, just the way
they were. No, I know that.
Right, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time, and you passed on 4 questions. And you got just one question right this week.
Oh, no.
So it didn't go your way, but it's just a bit of fun, so.
Yeah, thank goodness for Dave's Dozy Beaky making it.
Yeah, now I thought you were going to get that one wrong because you sound far too young to remember them, but.
Well, I was born in the late 60s.
Ah, right, so you were sort of familiar with their music.
Yeah.
Right, let's go through them, and there were some tricky ones. Which Beatles album was the first ever to go straight to number one? I'll be honest with you, I'm a massive Beatles fan, and I would have got this wrong, because you said Abbey Road, didn't you? I probably would have said Sgt. Pepper, but we both would have been wrong, because it was actually Help, the one that had a film with it as well.
Oh, well, I never thought of that.
No, well, I wouldn't have thought of that either, but that apparently is the answer. What product was Georgie Fame's Getaway first used to advertise? You were sort of on the right lines when you said cars, but it was actually petrol. But for the life of me, I can't remember which brand.
No,
but it was
car either. Yeah. I just remember a car.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I was almost tempted to give you half a point for that. Which Donovan hit was sung partly in French? Another one that was before your time. That was Jennifer Juniper. And Annie Lennox duetted with Al Green, apparently, on Put a Little Love in Your Heart. But again, Aretha Franklin was a clever answer. Now, the next one, which member of ELO produced the album Out of the Blue? That was the lead singer of the group, Jeff Lynne. The group who had their first Australian number one with Spicks and Specks, although it was never a hit over here, it was actually the Bee Gees, because they spent some time living over there. And finally, oh no, next one, which American group had a hit with Hang On Sloopy? They were called the McCoys, but again, a logical answer when you said the Beach Boys.
I've never heard of the McCoys.
No, it's a good song, actually. Listen to it sometimes, really good. And what was the title of Vanessa Paradis' only hit in 1988? It was called Joe LaTaxi.
Oh, of course.
Now, you do remember that one, don't you?
Yeah, I just couldn't think what it was called.
Well, there you go. They didn't come to you in time. But thanks for taking part. And as we always say, it is a bit of fun on a Sunday morning. I know a lot of people play along at home, and when I ask them to come on the radio, they say, I don't want to do that because I'm going to get a low score. It doesn't matter if you get a low score, as long as you're having fun. Anyway, thanks for taking part, Linda. Glad you enjoyed Strictly Come Dancing, and I'll talk to you again in about a month's time.
Okay, bye now.
Thanks, Linda. Bye-bye now. Bye. So that's round one of the quiz out the way. Now, if you fancy having a go at round two, which we'll do just before 12:30, get in touch now on Facebook. You could be on the radio next hour.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
12:31 now. You're listening an hour ago. You will have heard Linda Cartwright get a score of 1 out of 9 with 4 passes. But there were some tricky questions there. Hoping to beat that score and to be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion, say good afternoon to Brian Derbyshire. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dave.
So how many of those 9 questions do you reckon you would have got right if those had been yours?
5, maybe 6.
Oh, right, okay, some tricky ones there.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard to do.
And how did you get on last week when Gavin and I were on? Did you do as well as either of us?
I can't remember if I was sort of the same as Gavin, but I definitely would have lost to you, Dave.
Oh, dear, yeah. they certainly went my way last week, which is more than we could say for last year, where it was pretty disastrous. It's going to be interesting when we have the tiebreaker at the end of this year.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, anything exciting happened in your life since we last spoke to you? About a month ago now, I think.
Yeah, not a lot. Oh, I saw the Year of the Dragon Chinese celebration in Chester.
Oh, of course, yes, because it's the start of the new year, isn't it? Yeah,
I thought I was Year of the Dragon as well, but I checked on the thing. Oh, my God, I'm Year of the Rabbit.
Oh, right, okay. How many different years are there? Because I know they come round and round again, but...
I'm not sure if it's 11 or 12.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know. I'll have to look.
Yeah, so it was a good procession and celebration of the new year yesterday.
Yeah, the kids at Littlands loved it, you know, the dragon puppet and the firecrackers and that, they loved it.
Fantastic. Many, many years ago, I was in Singapore at the start of the Chinese New Year. Just by sheer chance, my stepson was getting married over there, and so we were there for what was then February half term, and it was an amazing spectacle seeing how they celebrate it over there.
Oh, I bet it was, yeah.
Brilliant. Anyway, back to the matter in hand, the 60-second challenge. As always, you've got 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you know, but you don't know what the answer is. You can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Yeah.
Good luck, and here they come. Which Wings song was the first to sell more than 2 million copies?
Bull of Kintyre.
Which singer-songwriter recorded the album Bringing It All Back Home?
Bob Dylan.
Which 80s band had a lead singer called Eddie Reader?
Fairground Connection.
Who released an album called Brothers in Arms in 1985?
Dire Straits.
Which famous cello player recorded an album called Variations?
Julian Lloyd Webber.
Which 60s group included a singer called Clyde McFatter?
Beach Boys.
Which Bee Gees song gave Boyzone their first number one single?
Words.
Who had a hit in 68 with La Bicyclette de Belle Size?
And Engelbert Humperdinck.
You got that. And whose first million-selling single was called Heartbreak Hotel?
Elvis Presley.
Yeah, and I was actually talking about that on the radio yesterday. I was out shopping. Oh, right. How dare you miss it? You should take your radio with you.
I didn't know you were going to be on. Sam ill or
Sam is not well at the moment, so he was having a week off, but he hopefully will be back next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Right,
I think you've done pretty well there. Let's just count them up. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any at all. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 and a half questions right. So pretty impressive. Well done. Now, you gave me the right answer eventually, but I thought that Bob Dylan one, I thought that would have come to you instantly, because that's your era, isn't it?
Not only my era, but my hero.
Well, I thought he was.
Four times, and yeah. I've got all his albums. I can't believe I stumbled over that.
It would have been
Tambourine Man's on that album.
Oh, is it now? You see, I didn't know that. Yeah,
Bits
which of course.
Eden.
Yeah, which was covered by the Byrds. Now, is the Bob Dylan version better than the Byrds or not?
I remember the Byrds one.
Yeah.
It's much shorter. Roger McGinn is a good singer, but Bob Dylan's, he did an acoustic version, and I've got a live version of it that he did in Japan.
Right.
And now, boring, you know, Dave.
No, not at all. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Which 80s band had a lead singer called Eddie Reader? You got the first bit, Fairground, but it was actually Fairground Attraction.
Attraction, yeah.
See, I knew it would come to you eventually. And this other one I thought you might have got, because again, it's your era. Which 60s group featured a singer called Clyde McFatter? They've had a change of lineup many times since then, but they were actually the Drifters.
Oh, right. Yeah. My mate had got that. He's a big Motown fan.
Ah, right.
Although they were Atlantic, weren't they?
I think they possibly could be, yeah, but we're getting too anoraki now, I think, aren't we? Brilliant. Anyway, well done. Seven and a half out of nine, a pretty good score on some difficult questions, and we'll have you back on the quiz in about a month's time, Brian.
Cheers, Dave.
And you're meeting up with Adam now, your son, aren't you? You were saying.
Yeah, he's what time is it? It should be in about 20 minutes.
Right, well, say to him, how come he's not been on the quiz for over 12 months?
You'd have to do 80s stuff, 90s, the
right.
Fifth, people like that.
Perhaps we'll organise that. Right, okay, good to talk to you, Brian. Bye-bye
and
now.
You, Dave. Bye,
bye
now. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? And we'll do the 60-second challenge next Sunday morning for you.